Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, Isela Romana. Today I want to talk about one question, and that question is it worth it? And the question can be used in so many different ways, but in the context that I'm using is it worth not living the life we want to because of the obstacles that we chose not to solve? And that's a topic that I want to talk about. And this is the topic that I keep coaching a lot. And I just got off several coaching sessions with my amazing clients, where some of the topics are like, so one of my clients is going entering or wanting to enter UN, and she was telling me that all of these things that we were discussing in terms of what to improve after the mock job interview. And she was telling me, oh my God, it's so hard, especially if I need to practice it regularly. And then the question that I was asking her is, but is it worth solving for it though, so that you can get to the other side of being in the UN, the dream that you want to implement, or it's not, right? Maybe for some people it's not, and it's okay too, but I just want us to all think about, like, what are the reasons because of which we have decided not to pursue what we want to? We have decided not to live the life we want to, and not keep telling because I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do the third thing. So another example that I was coaching a client on, and she is transitioning from human being humanitarian to a coach, and I was telling her as well that she was telling me that her fears of success, fear of failure, all of this coming up as she's embarking upon becoming a coach and doing this work for the rest of her life or for the foreseeable future, right? And she was telling me all of these fears that are coming up that would stop her from pursuing what she wants to pursue. And I was telling her the same thing. I was telling her, or I was asking her, excuse me, are these fears, whether fear of success, fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of, I don't know, not doing the right thing, all of those things, are those fears worth not pursuing what we want to, or we are willing to solve for them anyway so that we can live the life that we want to, right? And that's, I think, the ultimate question that we all need to answer ourselves instead of keep using obstacles as excuses, using obstacles as reasons why we can't go to what we want to. Because the other thing that I really want us to understand or think about for ourselves is that there will be challenges either way. And I think this is something that we're not really thinking about, but that's how it is. So I will give you an example from another amazing client. She was telling me that she lacks self-confidence. And she wants to do something on her own, but she feels like there are a lot of problems that she has that she needs to fix before going and pursuing this. And she says that she was just living the hiding life up until now, like getting by and somehow doing things that are required, but at the same time, not really fully doing things that she really wants to do it and how she wants to do it. And her goal is to be in together with her partner and have a family and doing things that she wants to, but she feels like that will require her to get out of hiding, right? And as we explored why she's hiding, she was telling me that it's because she is afraid of how others judge her, how they what they will think, what they will say, and all sorts of things, right? And I was telling her that just because we're hiding, and we have been hiding all of these years, did it really serve? Meaning, did it really make you feel comfortable in the sense that other people stop judging you, right? Did really other people stop judging you just because you were hiding, or they continue judging you anyway? And did that decision of living in the hiding really get you to what you wanted to? And if not, then that thought error that many of us have is that if I keep choosing a safe route, I will be safe and nothing bad will happen in some way, right? I think that's the mistaken belief. Because in the hiding, she was telling me all the ways that she was struggling and she was not really living the life that she wants to. She wants to be closer to her family and back home, and she wants to do something else. But at the same time, that hiding didn't really help her. If anything, it exacerbated because it even deepened her belief about how she lacks confidence, how she cannot do this, she cannot do that. She has anxiety all the time. All of those things are not resolved, right? So that's why we need to, like, whatever the goal and transitioning that we're pursuing, and it could be literally any transitioning we're thinking about, whether within the sector, outside of the sector, whether we're going to do it on our own, whatever the transitioning we're desiring, we need to really understand that there is our desire and like vision, goal, mission, whatever you call it, there is that desire and the mission and the goal. And then there is our obstacles that we believe are obstacles because of which we cannot go to what we want to, right? When we have both of them clear, we now need to then understand, okay, am I willing to solve these obstacles to go to what I want to? Or am I going to stop at the obstacle level and then believe that, oh, because I can't do this and I can't do that, I will just settle to whatever I have? Excuse me. And as I said, there is no, like, I'm not trying to tell you that you should at any cost go to the desire that you want to, but I'm also saying that if you settle at the obstacle level, if you settle at, okay, I'm just not going to go for what I want to, I will just settle with what I have, you will have equally challenging situations coming up in life as well as great situations coming up in life. So is when you go to pursue what you want to, right? So when you stay, let's say, at the level of obstacles, let's say that you said that, oh, I can't really go to what I want to, therefore let me just settle to doing the job that I'm not really crazy about, keep doing the same thing, status quo all over the place. What we end up then experiencing is we end up not really wanting to do that job for a long time. We resist, we force ourselves, we complain, we just drain energy, and then we feel like we're needing to solve a lot of different set of problems there. Anyway, therefore, my suggestion would be if those obstacles are not worth stopping, right? If they're not worth stopping to pursue what we want to, and we want to continue pursuing anyway, then isn't that easier to solve those obstacles in on the way to our dreams and goals instead of keep solving the problems if we didn't pursue what we want to, and keep solving the problem of how we don't want to be where we are currently, right? And that's, I think, the distinction that we're not really doing, because we're somehow in this mistaken belief that if we don't pursue what we really want to and we just get by, it's easier that way for some reason, which in reality is not. But because we're so used to being in that environment already, it's a bit like you know the devil, and therefore you just keep doing it. So therefore, when I was transitioning, one of the things that I really wanted for myself is I told myself, I no longer do things that I don't believe in. I no longer do things that involves me saving someone or creating dependency with other people. I don't want to do that type of job. I want to be able to always solve the things on the way to my goals rather than solving the problem of survival. And I would love to challenge you all as well to look at, okay, whatever the obstacles that you believe you will have on the way to pursuing what you want to, if you solve them and if you believe that you are able to solve them, wouldn't that be easier, better, especially building a long-term outcome rather than keep Solving the survival issues of being in the place we don't want to, keep surviving things that we don't want to, keep tolerating things that we don't want to, and just keep feeling like, okay, we just need to keep doing it until we can't, and then let's see what happens, right? Because that for me feels very challenging life, and I have lived that life for more than 20 years, and I just feel like I don't want to do that anymore. So therefore, if you want to get more specific about this, here is how you can go about it. So, we all may have a lot of desires and visions of how we would like to do, even if we tell ourselves that we don't know. Like, usually, even when people tell me, well, I don't know, what they will know usually is what is it that they don't want to do, right? So, therefore, that will help you deduce to, okay, this is what I would like to do. Okay, great. And then the next thing is all the obstacles that might be on the way to getting to that place that we want to. So maybe it is the obstacle of financial difficulty. Maybe it is the obstacle of not having the knowledge. Maybe it is the obstacle of lacking confidence. Maybe it's the obstacle of, excuse me, believing there are a lot of competition and you don't know how to beat them, and all of those things. Whatever those obstacles are, we want to get very clear. Or maybe it's a fear of judgment, fear of success, fear of other people hating on you, whatever it is, right? So getting all of them writing out, writing down, and then looking at, okay, all of those reasons, are those worth for me not to pursue what I want, right? And maybe for some of you, yes, it is worth it. Maybe for other of you, it's not worth it. And if it's not worth it, then start seeing how you will start solving them one by one and keep going to what you want to. So if I take my example of my transitioning, right? So the goal that I really pursued was I wanted to have freedom to be doing what I want to do, how I want to do it, the impact I want to make while being with my loved ones and making the same UN salary that I used to have at P3 level. And therefore I said, okay, the obstacles that I have are, I have no clue how to do this. I'm afraid how it's all going to work out or whether it's going to work out. I have no evidence that financially I can create this. I'm not good at math. I'm not good at business, any of this. Okay, all of these things, am I willing to solve for them? Yes, I'm willing to solve for them. Why? Because I didn't want to keep living the life where I just justify things and justify things that I don't really feel like needs to be justified, but I used to do that so that I feel in some way good about what I'm doing, even though I didn't believe that that was the case. So therefore, I didn't want to do all of the other things from the sector that I no longer wish to do and be part of it. So therefore, since I didn't want to go back to that, I wanted to make this work the way that I wanted to. Right. So therefore, I got to solving all of the problems one by one. Some of them I failed many times to solve, and then I solved it. And then some of the things I'm continuing solving it, whatever it is, because I didn't want them to be the reason why I can't live the life I want to. Right? I wanted to always live the life I wanted to without letting any external circumstances, without letting any other people outside, without letting any of my inner limitations stop me from going for what I want to. So that's why the more I solve those things, the more trust I built within myself, the more confidence I built within myself, and the more I was able to show to myself how I'm capable of solving whatever problems that come in my way onto creating the outcome that I wanted to. And that's what I have been doing in the last 4.5 years. So therefore, I would love for you to really reflect on whatever the obstacles, whatever the reasons that you believe currently is because of which you are not able to go to what you want to, ask yourself, is that a good reason? Is that a reason worth not pursuing what you want to? And if so, why? But if it's not worth stopping yourself from pursuing and you want to continue pursuing, then get to solving those obstacles one by one. And if you need help with that, I would love to invite you to my coaching. Come coach with me where we work exactly on that topic to solve whatever it needs to be solved on the way to you getting to what you want to. Have a beautiful week, everyone. Thank you so much. And I will speak to you very soon. Bye.